At the beginning of Parshas Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Yisrael should donate to the building of the Mishkan, and he lists all sorts of items that are needed for the construction of the Mishkan. Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, V'argaman, Tola'as Shani, Sheish, Izim, or else Elim Adamim, or else Tchashim, Atzei Shitim, Shemen Lamo'ot, Shemen, B'samim, and finally Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim, which were precious stones. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks a very simple question. The Torah at the beginning seems to list the items in descending order from that which is most valuable to that which was less valuable. Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Agaman, etc. And nevertheless, the last two items on the list are the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim, the precious stones, which were probably the most expensive items in the whole list. So why were the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim, the precious stones, left for last? It would seem that they should be at the beginning. And the Or HaChaim suggests three answers to his question. One of the answers is that, as opposed to the other items listed in the Torah, these last two items were only used in the Big Day Kahuna. All the other items were used in the construction of the Mishkan. The Zav, the Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Ragaman, some of them were also used in the making of the Big Day Kahuna. But the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim were used only in the Big Day Kahuna, not in the Mishkan. And the Or HaChaim points out that the level of Kedusha of the Mishkan was greater than the level of Kedusha of the Big Day Kahuna. And therefore, because the precious stones were used only in the Big Day Kahuna, which were on a lower level of Kedusha than the Mishkan, they were listed at the bottom of the list. They were put last. That's one answer that he gives. He gives a second answer as well. And that other second answer, it's actually the first one that he mentions, is that the listing of the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim at the end was Al Shem Ha'asid, was based on some future event which HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knew, but at the time we don't realize. And that is that the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim were the last items that were contributed by Bnei Yisrael. But there's a bit of a backstory to this. The Medrash tells us that the Nesiim, the heads of the tribes, were fairly wealthy individuals. And they decided amongst themselves, listen, their people are going to contribute to the Mishkan. We can contribute so much. Why don't we let the people contribute a little bit that they can? And we the Nesiim, will come and we'll fill in all the big gaps, everything that's left that needs to be contributed. But what happened was that within 3 days, Bnei Yisrael had contributed everything that was needed in terms of the Zav, the Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Agaman, etc. The only items left that Bnei Yisrael hadn't contributed were the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim. Those were the only items left, and that was the only thing that the Nesiim contributed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was somewhat upset at the Nesiim, because he said that the fact that they were willing to hold back was not really something that could be said to to compliment themselves. But rather, it was a pagam. It was a bit of a fault in their character, because had they felt the need to contribute to the Mishkan like everybody else felt, they wouldn't have been able to withhold for 3 days when everybody's contributing and they're sitting back waiting to see what would be left. They would have run with everybody else to contribute. And the fact that they waited to contribute shows to a bit of an extent that the contributing to the Mishkan wasn't so crucial to them. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously took their contribution of the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim, but he wasn't so happy with that contribution. And therefore, it's listed last amongst all the items that the Torah lists. And the final answer that the Or HaChaim gives is also a fascinating one. The Gemara Masechet Yoma tells us that all the other items that Bnei Yisrael brought from the Mishkan, they took with them when they left Mitzrayim, or they took from the Bizal Hayam, the spoils after Yam Suf. But the precious stones, the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim, came to Bnei Yisrael in a miraculous way. That when the man fell in the morning in the Midbar, the clouds brought Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim and deposited together with the man. But if someone went out collecting man, they could also collect at times these precious stones. Now that's wonderful, that's amazing. But to a certain extent, we have the phrase easy come, easy go. The stones were given to Bnei Yisrael on a silver platter, so to speak. They didn't have to work hard for it. It wasn't looked upon as any kind of payment for the years of servitude. This was just a gift that was put on their doorstep almost. And therefore, their contribution wasn't so much of a giving from their perspective. I heard that somebody once asked Rav Lichtenstein, when does one achieve the level, the proper level of tzedakah? And he responded that when one feels the pinch in the pocket, that you feel that it's a little bit taking out of something that's really yours, and you're missing something, that reaches a level of tzedakah. The contribution of the Avnei Shom and the Avnei Miluim, they didn't feel a pinch in the pocket. It came one morning with the man, so they gave it away a few weeks later, whatever it might be. And therefore, even though that you may have been the most monetarily valuable items on the list, in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, they were to a certain extent the least valuable. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the objective monetary value of a person's contribution. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks is how much on a personal level it took to make that contribution. And a person could give a much smaller monetary contribution, but if it took a lot for him to make that contribution because he's not a person of means, then that is much more valuable in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, from that perspective, the least valuable items were the Avnei Shom and the Avnei Miluim. They showed up one morning in the man and Bnei Yisrael gave it to the Mishkan. Was not the same as people taking out, so to speak, of their savings, of their hard-earned wealth, maybe as payment for the years of servitude, and giving it as a contribution to the Mishkan.